The following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
And it is possible that I've waited in the entire year just for this segment. It may be true, but ever want a second opinion? In each month this year and last, we've been talking to our natural health consultant, Fenella Jane, about some of the other options in life. This morning, we're talking about some of the simple food ideas for this Christmas. Good morning, Fenella
Jane. Good morning, Kelly.
What have you created here?
Oh, look, only the most amazing thing I think I've ever created. And I ate it at midnight. I made a couple of cakes. I did the test version and then the reworked version. And then I couldn't sleep. I'm pumped. I'm so pumped. This is absolutely beautiful. But I've actually, created a whole Christmas meal, mainly for my own needs and my own family's needs. But I thought, look, hey, why not? I'll bring it in and I'll show you guys exactly what I'm having for Christmas.
So an entire meal that meets all of our requirements.
Everything, all of our needs, all of our nutritional needs, from your vitamins, your minerals, your antioxidants, the right fats, proteins, so they'll fill you up. You're eating healthy, but you don't think you're eating healthy. So it's Christmas and you can share it with your family and friends and they'll have no idea what's in, especially the cake.
Because Fenella's brought this food to the studio, and this cake is sitting in front of me, and it looks like delicious chocolate cake heaped with beautiful sweet bright cherries on top, and it looks divine. And another plate of truffles, and it looks extraordinary. All right, so let's start. What was I guess the idea here is to capture the spirit of Christmas and get us the energy to get through it all.
Absolutely. How can we have a healthy Christmas but still, feast on things that are delicious and sweet and yummy? As I said, you can, share with your family and friends if they pop over, and they'll think that they're getting something amazing, but they won't realise how healthy it really is. And not only that, just a bit of a follow-up of everything we've done this year. We've talked about feeding our kids when we're pregnant, how healthy we need to be throughout our mum and our bub stage, and breastfeeding, and we talked about using foods as medicine. This would have to be one of the best using foods as medicine that I've ever done. So Christmas, you're covered.
Great. All right, well, let's start at the very top. So you've got an entire menu planned for us here.
Yes.
You've given us the recipes, which we'll pop online, and we can post them out to people if they want, and they can also pick them up at the studio. We'll pop some copies on the foyer as well. Start with breakfast. Are you suggesting we have pancakes for breakfast?
Well, definitely. We're having high-protein pancakes made with oat flour, lupin flour, and if you want, you can throw in some protein powder if you've got some in the cupboard, and just sweeten it with a bit of maple syrup, which is a low GI type syrup. Beautiful fresh raspberries and strawberries and bananas, and I add a little bit of coconut cream over the top. Stack them up and there you've got it. And honestly, because of the good ingredients, you're getting lots of fiber, good fats, cook it in coconut oil, and you're done for at least 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that would fill you up.
Look, I already eat those sorts of pancakes now, and I am full. I can go until at least 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and not need anything else. Sure. So they're pretty good.
Do you have any special technique when you're cooking? Do you like them really fluffy? Do you beat them nice and hard, or any tips there?
I'm the most basic, simplistic cook you can possibly get. The reason is it has to be quick, because I'm not only busy, but that's just the type of personality that I am, and I don't like recipes that are too long-winded and take me too much time. I'm also a one-pot wonder type person. It's all got to go in the one pot, whip it up straight in the pan or in the pot or in the cake tin and in the oven. But the pancakes are simple. Take, less than 5 minutes, and they're on your plate.
And you're eating away.
Yeah.
You also suggest a bit of cinnamon. Is that a nice
cinnamon
thing? A little pinch of cinnamon?
Yeah,
delicious.
Pinch of cinnamon.
Imagine cinnamon on Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
As you're waking up the house. Oh,
we associate Christmas with a bit of cinnamon.
We do.
My family certainly do. But knowing that cinnamon actually balances blood sugar levels, and it's a really nice natural anti-inflammatory. So even though I've got a pinch in there, it brings out the flavour of the other ingredients too, so it makes a nice little touch.
What a delicious way to start the morning. Now, you're saying you actually took a little bit of inspiration from this from one of your co-workers.
I did. My beautiful Malachi, who works for us, he's absolutely gorgeous. He's a personal trainer, and part of that recipe is actually his. He sort of said, I make my pancakes with a bit of lupin flour and with a little bit of rolled oats, and he actually adds peanut butter to his when they're cooked, and maybe some chopped up banana. So you can definitely rework it So however it suits you or what you've got in the cupboard.
What are the taste, what specific That's taste right. you're going for.
And yeah, the other day yeah. he mentioned to me that he uses cacao powder in them, which is a beautiful chocolate powder, just to give them another bit of a spin on pancakes in the morning. Absolutely beautiful. So very healthy for you. And thank you, Malachi, for that suggestion because they are gorgeous.
Wonderful. So high protein pancakes starting off our Christmas morning. All right.
Absolutely.
Now, let's move on to our salad that you've suggested.
The salad, the red quinoa. Now, we've talked about quinoa on and off this year. Quinoa's not new to Australia, but it is one of the ones that have been talked about. A few growers have picked it up in Australia and they're now growing it. It's a South American grain, high protein, no gluten, really, really healthy for us, full of antioxidants, easy to cook. So here we go. We've got a gorgeous salad made with kale and red quinoa, macadamia nuts, and I just dress it with lemon myrtle infused macadamia nut oil, which is also an Australian product, and that's it. And it keeps for days. Kale itself is one of the richest sources of vitamins and minerals out of all of that, those sort of, you know, the greens leafies, family. Yeah. Now, if you have it for a salad, it's a little bit crunchier than lettuce, which I find is even better because I made that Saturday. I was still eating it Sunday and I still had a little bit on Monday for lunch at work. And it stayed completely crunchy even though I'd put the dressing all over it. Yeah, so again, make it a couple of days earlier. It actually got better with time. The flavours sort of
infused a bit.
Yeah, yummy.
Joined.
It was beautiful. And then I also took that salad and I created the stuffing for the turkey or the chook with it.
Oh,
absolutely.
What a great idea.
Easy things that you can do. You don't have to overthink Christmas.
Yeah.
So you just literally, I grabbed a handful or a cup of the salad. I added a few slices of slightly stale bread or just make them go stale by putting them in the oven for a couple of minutes. You know, crunch them all up with my fingers, bit more salt, pepper, bit more savory yeast flakes, a little bit more oil and stuff the chook. And some cranberries because cranberry and turkey and
yum, yum.
Chicken goes really well.
Beautiful.
And, cook it. And that was my meal Saturday. And it was absolutely beautiful. Of course, for a Christmas dinner, add your roast veggies if you want to. I may not because I find standing there peeling and chopping when I've got visitors or family around time consuming and I want it to be as easy as possible.
No, that's lovely. And you also suggest possibly if you want to add a bit more feta or chicken to that to make it a bit of a bigger lunch meal or a
Absolutely.
Dinner meal or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. yes. Yeah. And of course you can have it all cold the next day. So
great.
So you're covered.
Moving on. All right. So should we do the cake or the truffles? It's just it's a smorgasbord of delight here.
Absolutely.
What should we start with?
Let's do the truffles, right, because truffles we talked about lunchbox goodies for kids.
Mm.
And, you know, if you want something healthy to bring to work and just snack on. So they're just sweet. They're perfectly sweet and beautiful. They're not high protein, but they are a bit of a carb or sugar hit. But the sugar's actually coming from the dates, the fresh dates that you can purchase. And, of course, who doesn't love dates? And they're so versatile. Very, very easy recipe. I just throw it all in my high-powered blender, whip it all up, and then just form little balls and then rub it in cacao powder and away you go. Fig and ginger is a beautiful thing to have on Christmas Day.
So fresh,
yeah,
fresh fig?
If you want fresh. Oh, no, I actually used
Dried
figs, mm-hmm. but you can also get glacé figs, and the same with the ginger. Do glacé ginger. But fresh fig, good question. Don't know, haven't worked it. If someone wants to have a go at it, that'd be great. Let us know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
But honestly, they are really, really nice.
Delicious.
And kids love them, and you can pop them into their lunch boxes and, you know, bring them to work yourself.
And they're a little bit similar to the ones you brought in when we talked about lunchbox treats at the time.
Absolutely.
And I had one after the show because I find it sometimes difficult to eat while I'm on air.
Talking.
It just filled you up so much more because you do the 4 o'clock chocolate run. I mean, your brain is desperate
absolutely.
For something and you're trying to find, so you hit the chocolate box or something. We were pretty naughty in the office. But those, they just didn't make me want more. I had
no,
one.
That's right.
And I was really fulfilled and happy with it. So
yeah,
I didn't actually keep sitting there, keep eating.
I'm glad that you said that. That's actually a really good point. The thing is, when you're eating natural foods that are still raw or as raw as you can get them, even if they're lightly cooked or dried, the body utilizes every single part of the nutritional components within them and it fills you up. It fills the cells of the body and you feel sustained. So even though these balls aren't like high protein concept. They're a really good sugar. So the body actually utilizes it. It balances the sugar correctly more in the blood, so you get more of a sustained energy release from it. And I mean, you know, they're full of fiber as well, so they're going to help you be regular. There's lots of benefits to eating foods in this way, and they're delicious. If your kids don't like figs or ginger, still use the dates and the coconut as the base, but add some other dried fruit. You could add the dried golden berries. You could add dried apricots.
Apricots would be delicious.
Get creative. It's okay. Whatever. Whatever suits your needs, really.
Enjoy it. All right. The pièce de résistance. Vanilla, tell us about this extraordinary cake.
Okay, I did not come up with the original idea. My sister introduced me to making cakes out of black beans. So we're talking about a cake that has absolutely no flour in it whatsoever. So black beans and almond meal. I think it's probably come out of an American thing, but I didn't actually do my research on that. That's just the family conversation.
But you cooked it in the kitchen, so that's good enough research.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But the icing is made out of avocado as the base, and that to me is just like the things that you can do with avocados blows me away. Absolutely amazing. Oh, so yeah, avocado icing, but you wouldn't know it's made with avocado.
Okay, so let's look at some of the ingredients for the cake itself.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, this is Fenella's recipe. So you definitely grab a pen here now.
All right, so let's start with, we need a tin of cooked black beans or butter beans. Black beans are generally better in a chocolate cake situation. You can cook the beans yourself if you want to, but again, I tend to do whatever's easy. 125 mils of coconut oil. 1/3 cup of raw cacao powder, 4 organic eggs, 1/2 cup of raw honey, 1 teaspoon of bicarb of soda, 2/3 cup of almond meal, 1 pinch of salt, 1 teaspoon of raw vanilla powder, paste or essence, whatever you have in the cupboard. I prefer the powder for my own needs. 2/3 cup of fresh seasonal cherries. Now, this time of the year, unbelievably beautiful. And cherries, as we've talked about before, are great for gout. They're great as an anti-inflammatory. They're high in antioxidants. Eat as many as you like and don't feel guilty. Now, you can use tinned or bottled if you don't have fresh or it's not in season. But cherries are a great Christmas food too, so hence the chocolate sort of cherry
cake. Nice to
grab
them fresh if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as you see, our only sweetener really is the cherries and the honey. So we're talking, again, low to medium GI, flourless, good fats, good oils. Awesome.
So where do we, and the method, is it tough?
Oh, look. You know? Not basic. Throw it all, literally except the cherries, in. I use, again, a high-powered blender, or you can use a food processor. Just pop them all in, whip them up, and then chop up the cherries, take out the pips. And I actually just lined my round tin with them. You know, the tins with the little holes in them.
So the cherries actually around the outside of the.
Absolutely. So just around. And then I put the rest into the batter just before I put it into the tin. So don't actually grind. No, that's right. So you've still got chunks of cherries through the cake. Yeah. Delicious. That easy. Prep 5 minutes, 10 minutes max if you're slow at cutting up cherries.
Pretty slow.
Because that was the hardest thing.
That's okay.
It was de-pipping.
Probably eat half of them as you're going.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, okay, so then you're cooking it for...
You cook it 35 to 40 minutes on a moderate heat. I've found with cakes that I've made like this before, when I've experimented with butter beans and things like that before, that if you have it on a too high a temperature, it tends to burn on the outsides. So 170 degrees Celsius, and just check it.
Yeah. And fan force, or do you just do,
I have a fan force oven, so fine. Yeah, I would recommend 170 on that. A little bit slower if you're a little bit concerned, and then cook it a little bit longer.
All right. Now Anna and John have joined us in the studio.
Yeah, let's do it, guys.
Let's try a bit, and then we'll talk about the icing. Ooh, as they dine. We'll get some
here
icing.
Yeah,
Fenella's serving it up on the plates here in the studio. Our lovely ABC crockery.
Do you want some fresh cherries to go with it, guys? And you know what? I thought as an afterthought, Kelly, do you want some?
I'll wait till later.
All right,
yeah, but I will. Thank you. I want to smell.
It's light. It's very light. It's very light. Yeah. It's moist. Mm.
Let's talk about the while they dine, we'll talk about the icing. What's the method here? This is the miracle avocado
one
icing.
One avocado. Literally take out the entire part, take out the pip, take it out, put it into the, take the flesh out and pop it into your blender or food processor. Mm. Then add the rest of the ingredients. So then you've got 2 heaped tablespoons. I use powdered coconut sugar, which is the dried nectar of the coconut palm. The reason being it's low to medium GI and it's full of antioxidants, so it's a healthy sugar for the entire family. And I have powdered my own by using my food processor, so I've done that in advance though, so I've always got some on hand.
Got some in the cupboard, sort of,
yeah,
in the pantry.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's slightly caramel in color and it's slightly caramel in flavor. Organic, which, or you can use organic icing sugar if you don't have anything else in the cupboard. 1.5 tablespoons of cacao powder, which is the raw chocolate powder, one of the richest sources of magnesium and really high in antioxidants, and 1/2 teaspoon of organic powdered vanilla essence. Or I have never tried it with liquid vanilla essence. You're probably better off with it with the powdered vanilla.
Especially for the, maybe for the icing.
Which is just pure vanilla beans powdered up. It's a lovely thing to add to the recipe.
And this would keep for a while, do you think?
Up to 4 days, yeah. When I've made them before, we've had them sitting in the fridge I think the fourth day was the last day that we
probably
had a little bit left.
Long,
and it was still perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last that long. But
Oh, absolutely not.
So serve that up. Would you add more cherries to serve it fresh as you...
Well, I have. Yep. And also it looks amazing. So if you've got it sitting on your Christmas table and you've got it full of fresh cherries and the beautiful rich chocolate look, to me, it's divine. Who wouldn't want to eat like that?
Now, Anna and John, John's
it's
gone. John's gone.
I'm impressed with just how light it was when you eat it straight away. You're not expecting like a I know it's not going to be your chocolate one, a bit heavy, but it was very, very tasty.
Yeah, and can you tell the avocado icing?
I love the avocado.
Isn't it amazing? You could trick your kids with that.
They'd
have
them.
No
idea.
Nope.
You need to tell them.
What did you make of it, Anna?
I agree with John. It's very light and very fluffy in texture, and I think you can really taste the quality products. I know that sounds a bit silly, but I think you can really notice the difference when you are using products that aren't your run-of-the-mill lower grade. Mm. And I say that because the texture for me in this cake was just so refined. And I don't feel like I've just eaten a big piece of chocolate cake, because actually my mum makes the best mug cake around, but I don't eat it really because it's so heavy and you feel like you've just waded yourself through bucket loads of cream and chocolate when you're done. But that is just, I think, especially on Christmas Day when you're eating.
Absolutely.
This
anything.
Is a really light way to have something sweet.
I had a nice little treat in mine then when you eat it, it's so nice, and then there's a little cherry.
And I think the fresh cherries they add, they just add that niceness to them. And they're still partly fresh.
And I think it's funny watching Kelly actually have a smell of it because...
Oh, she's eating it now. Yay!
I had to try.
Well, my sister did some hospitality as part of her business degree, and that was one of the first things they taught you was if you can't smell anything when you're smelling the food, the flavour's really not going to... That's one of the first tests of good food.
But that's
and
how
I,
you know
I
it's
walked
real.
Into the studio, and that's all I can smell was.
I love
this
it.
Cake.
That's
so
it's really
awesome.
Rich. There are like alive ingredients, aren't they?
Well,
like, you know, they're, it's
can
beautiful.
I just tell you, on a whole new level, foods have a vibe. They have a vibration, and we have foods in categories that are either biogenic, biostatic, or bioacidic. Foods that are unprocessed and still come completely off the tree or out of the ground vibrate at a higher level than foods that are actually that are processed. And it's got to do with the life force, the capacity of the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, which sustains our blood. Because when we think about it, when we're 70% water, and two parts of that's made up of, actually, two parts is hydrogen, the rest is oxygen, but... I think that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm lost in the math.
But the point is, foods that are real are biogenic. They feed our body. They feed our blood. They give us energy. They make us feel amazing. So what Anna was talking about with cakes that are overly processed, not that there's anything wrong with that, but the way that we tend to grow up in our generation was, you know, white flour, white bread, white salt, white everything, and voila, we've got a cake. I grew up feeling kind of gross. I felt heavy after eating foods like that. It would sit in my gut for hours. I'd be tired. I wouldn't be as energetic and have as much energy to run around the day. I didn't think clearly. So foods that are wholesome and completely unprocessed like this is, that is feeding your body, and it's delicious. So it's you're not going to feel bloated, and away you go.
I'm off to do some very productive work now. I'd like my bosses to know that.
I've been running around all day.
There's no reason why you shouldn't be eating this.
It's wonderful. Well, Fenella, it's just been such a treat to have you on The Morning Show this year. We thank you so much for your time and all the effort you've gone to.
No worries.